One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When a family is in chaos, quite often it's an open door for other things to start riling themselves up, if we're talking paranormal. If the home is prone to have something at it, it may come out when things are chaotic or very stressful or negative. It just seems to work that way. Sometimes those things that come out in chaos don't just stay connected to the home. Sometimes they follow people wherever they may go. In our next story, we hear about a family going through a lot of turmoil. A family that ends up separating, going to different homes. But the entity, the man that's tormenting two of the children, doesn't stay at the original home. It follows them. It follows them throughout their life. Take a listen. Living in our small town was very hard on my family. My dad decided he was tired of being a parent and gave my mom 2 years to get a job and get out of the house. Unbeknownst to me and my youngest sister, of course. My brother left the house as soon as he turned 18, and he was always getting drunk or high or having relations with certain seedy women. My older sister was caught up in her own drama and had no kind words to offer her younger siblings. So I suppose it's no surprise that my little sister and I had paranormal experiences there. First, allow me to explain the layout of this house. The front door opened into a small foyer, then the dining room and kitchen, which are connected. The hallway to our bedrooms was to the left, while the kitchen was to the right. Standing in the foyer, you could almost feel and see the entire house, including the huge family room down a couple of stairs connected to the dining room. Now, before I begin, I'd like to explain that I had a problem with sleepwalking as a child. I'd go to sleep in my bedroom, then wake up in the living room kitchen. Sometimes I'd even be interacting with everyone who was still awake while I was in these states of sleepwalking. My first encounter with the entity seemed like just another horrible nightmare. In the dream, I walked down the hallway from my bedroom into the living room. I was wearing the exact pajamas I had gone to sleep in, and the house was exactly the same as we'd left it at bedtime. For one reason or another, I felt the urge to investigate the kitchen, and there he was. I call him the Static Man. He appeared in the doorway between the dining room and the kitchen. He was tall, barely touching the ceiling, and he appeared robed in black. Instead of a head upon his shoulders, there was this giant ball of static. It sounded of a buzz constantly. I stood there frozen with fear, staring up at this figure. After perhaps a couple of seconds, he reached out his long, dark arm towards me, and he seemed to kind of float closer and closer. The buzzing got so loud, it hurt my ears. I remember closing my eyes, screaming. It was just stuck in my throat. I woke up on the couch in the dining room, facing the kitchen. I told my parents about the dream, but they weren't overly concerned about it. So for a while, I just brushed it off as that, a dream. But I wasn't the only one affected by this character. Apparently, my little sister was woken up one night when she opened her eyes. And this static man was standing between our beds. He seemed to be looking at her. She, despite her fear, got angry with the man. "Get out of here. God will be angry with you. Leave, you don't leave us alone." Then in a flash of bright light, the static man was gone. She settled herself back into bed and slept the rest of the night peacefully. It should be mentioned that my sister would hear and see things in that house. Shadows would play in her peripheral vision. Voices would call our names. One time when we were playing in the backyard, she investigated the alley behind our gate and saw these kids standing a ways away. They called to her, promising her a good time. She ran into the house, didn't tell me why until years later. For many years after my sister's bravery, I didn't have any encounters with the static man. My mom moved us to another city where she finished her degree in nursing. Dad moved to another town. We started going to a Catholic school. My sleepwalking stopped completely, and for the first time in years, I was able to sleep peacefully. Everything for a while seemed great. A couple years later, we moved in with my dad. My mom was trying to save their marriage. A few months after settling into the house, the static man appeared again. I woke up in a cold sweat. The man was standing beside my bed, leaning over me. All of a sudden, I was tossed a few inches straight up from the surface of my bed. I later tried to recreate this movement on my own, and I couldn't get off the surface of my bed from my position. Then something pinned me down by my arms and legs. I felt hands wrap around my neck and start choking me. Trying to fight off this attack, I desperately looked around, hoping my sister had awoken. She hadn't, of course, but I did notice that there, where I felt these fingers grabbing my limbs, there were these deep depressions in my flesh. After perhaps a minute or so, I was released, and the static man disappeared as quickly as he'd come. For the rest of the night, I lay there wide awake, shaking and gasping. From then on, every night for about a year, I was disturbed in the same way. I was completely drained of energy. My grades fell abruptly, and I violently lashed out at my family. For instance, I tried to suffocate my little sister with a pillow. Then I started biting, hitting, and cutting myself just to feel something. I'd even try to kill myself. My mom, sister, and I moved into our current apartment after 2 years of darkness in my dad's home. The static man continued to torment me. I tried to talk to my mom about it, but she kept telling me that it was just a dream. It was a side effect of my new antidepressant. If there was something wrong in this house, I'd know about it. I have experience with these things, remember? She said things like this even when I slept with her, and the entire bed shook as the man attacked. I said to my sister, "If you keep shaking the bed, I'm kicking you back in your room." One night, I just lie in my bed crying, waiting for the static man to appear. I just pleaded to God, "Please, please, make it stop." I was shaking from fear and exhaustion. I suddenly felt a wave of peace wash over me. I stopped crying and closed my eyes. When the static man jolted me out of bed, I wasn't afraid. It didn't touch me, didn't buzz. It was the first night in a long time I was able to get a good sleep. I was saying thank you to whatever was protecting me. Ever since then, the static man has only visited me once every few weeks. I'm not afraid to go to bed anymore, and he hasn't been able to touch me. I believe either his power is weakening or I'm getting stronger somehow. Although I know I'll probably never be rid of this entity, I know he won't be able to hurt me like he was able to. As to what exactly it is, I have no idea. I don't believe he's a human spirit, and he most certainly doesn't resemble any of the nature spirits I've encountered. I don't believe it's a manifestation caused by my medication or even stress, as he appears despite what's going on in my life and despite whether I take my meds. I've tried and continue to try to research our old house, but all attempts have proved fruitless. I do know that two boys, one of whom lived in the house after we moved, committed suicide for mysterious reasons. Perhaps they're connected, perhaps not. I don't think I'll ever know. Whatever the static man is, I'll continue to fight him, be it through meditation or prayer or other means, if things escalate again. I'm not going to let the static man win.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.